Welcome to the AMA Steps Forward podcast. Here we explore physician-developed solutions to help care teams and their organizations thrive. Empowering physicians, transforming practices. This is AMA Steps Forward. Hello, and welcome to this brief episode in the AMA Steps Forward podcast series. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Hopkins, a family medicine physician at Cleveland Clinic and Physician Director of Health System Engagement here at the AMA. Today, I'll share a quick pearl from our Steps Forward team. We talk a lot about physician burnout here on the Steps Forward podcast. We also try to focus on solutions. So, what can practices and healthcare organizations actually do to help decrease burnout and increase well-being among their physicians? All too often, a significant gap exists between what physicians need and what their organizations actually provide. And until healthcare systems get serious about closing that gap, burnout isn't going anywhere. Research shows that whether or not physicians feel valued is highly linked to their burnout rates. The relationship is inversely proportional. Physicians who feel valued by their organization are less likely to experience burnout. Much less likely. How valued physicians feel is one of the most important factors organizations can address. So, what does it look like for physicians to feel valued? Well, it starts with flexibility. Physicians who feel they have some degree of control of their work environment are more satisfied with their jobs. A common misconception is that physicians want total autonomy. While it's impractical for physicians to have complete control, it's not unreasonable to give some flexibility in work hours, schedule design, and factors like patient panel size. Next is protected time off. Not pretend time off or vacation on paper, but time away that is genuinely respected. Studies show that despite physicians receiving an average of 25 to 35 days of paid time off per year, 60% take 15 or fewer days off annually. What's more, the average physician spends about an hour doing work in the electronic medical record on a day off. Organizations need to actively build a culture where rest and time to disconnect completely is not just permitted, but encouraged. Then there's professional development. Research shows that spending 20% of our professional time on work activities of personal interest and passion can lessen and even prevent burnout. When organizations invest in their physicians' personal, professional growth, they send a clear message. You matter here. And finally, support during traumatic or adverse events. Peer support, suicide prevention and response plans, confidential mental health services, and thoughtful credentialing processes all go a long way toward helping physicians return to well-being after the difficult moments this profession inevitably brings. Building a culture of wellness is an organizational responsibility. When physicians feel supported and valued, they stay, they thrive, and their patients get better care. Check out the episode description for links to relevant tools and resources that can help. Thanks for listening to the AMA Steps Forward podcast. For more episodes, resources, and CME opportunities, visit stepsforward.org.